we have seven practices that we have selected to be a recovery of the state of Florida. We have practices that go from forest land to help producers, landowners, actually clean up their damaged forest lands. We have practices targeting individual protective covers, mostly utilized by the citrus industry. In addition to it, we will be offering plastic mulch, actually, that it was lost by the wind damages and the water erosion. So we'll be helping producers replace the mulch that they lost as a result of the hurricane. In addition to it, we will be looking at high tunnels, impacted high tunnels, irrigation systems. We have become aware that much damage has been taking place in the center pivots. We have reports of well over upwards of 600 center pivots. So we have set aside funding to help replace these damaged pivots. In addition to it, we will be working with the poultry houses, helping them with the emergency animal mortality management that they will have to work with. And lastly, it will be some funding availability for aquaculture as well, working with them for the first time. And we're looking forward to see how we can assist that industry for the oysters and the clams for these impacted areas.
As in all programs, I realize this sign-up is underway right now. Producers, I take it you encourage them to stop by or at least contact their local offices to find out more about these programs. What information do they need to have with them, Juan?
Absolutely. My encouragement is always stop by the field office. The sign-up is ongoing, and we will be having this funding until, by the way, $26 million is available for this disaster for the state of Florida. And we're making these funds available until December 20th. Every 2 weeks, we will be making funding selections. So I encourage people to come in our field offices and put an application as soon as possible. We will be servicing these applications on the first-come, first-served basis until the money is spent. So we're looking at $26 million until December 20th.